gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther has the rare privilege of bringing you three of the screen's most delightful personalities in one of Hollywood's most delightful fables, the 20th Century Fox picture, Adorable, starring Shirley Temple, Peter Lawford, and Charles Coburn. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Adorable. On the map of Central Europe, between Munich and Vienna, there is no such place as Hipsburg-Lickstadt. In fact, we have proof that the kingdom is mythical. People still have servants there. And that's how our story happens to start, at the servants' ball, at a corner table where a handsome young fellow has just kissed a girl. Now, you may think that isn't important, but it is. It's very important. That's why the young fellow turns to her and asks,
"What's your name?" I said, "What's your name?" Didn't you hear me? What's the matter?
You kissed me.
Oh.
My name is Mitzi.
Mitzi?
And yours?
Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, now you ought to kiss me.
I just did.
No, I kissed you.
Well, you started it alone, but we certainly finished it together.
Have another Coke?
Not just now, thanks.
Some peanuts?
Well, perhaps one.
Tell me, is this the first time you've been here?
Yes, but it's different than I thought it would be. I was just going home and then you came along.
Tell me, what do you do?
Oh, I work.
Where?
Oh, at the Big World Beauty Shop. I'm a manicurist. What do you do?
Oh, I work too.
Where?
At the, in a delicatessen.
Dance will be Lady's Choice.
Lady's Choice. May I have the honor, sir?
My lady, I'm flattered. Come on.
Psst. Bartender, another beer, please.
Say, you've been hanging around the bar all evening. Why aren't you dancing?
Shh. Secret service. Got my men posted all through the place.
I thought I noticed a lot of new faces. That waiter over there?
He's one of mine.
The doorman?
He's one of mine.
That busboy?
He's one of mine.
The orchestra leader?
Never saw him before.
Say, who are you watching anyway?
A young fellow and that girl over there. See him by the door?
Yeah.
Ladies, please change your partners.
Now she'll have to dance with someone else.
Don't look like it to me. She's heading for the door.
The door? Excuse me, I got work to do. Driver, follow that sleigh.
Get up!
Driver, follow that sleigh that's following that sleigh. Driver, follow that sleigh that's following that sleigh that's following that sleigh.
Get up!
Halt! Who goes there? Halt! I'll ask three times, and then I'll shoot.
Oh, don't be silly. It's the Princess Marie Christine.
Your Highness.
A trumpeter?
What's up?
Her Royal Highness.
Oh, no, please, no. Oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Do you have to go through all this?
Sorry, regulations are regulations, but for Your Highness, I'll do it as quietly as possible.
What's going on there? Don't you know what time it is? What's the idea? Your Highness.
Count von Highness?
Sneaking into the palace at 3 a.m? Your Highness, I want to talk to you.
Mr. Prime Minister, in your pajamas?
Oh, yeah, well, very well, then we'll let it go till morning. So, Pipek, you followed the princess last night?
Yes, Count von Heinitz, and my men followed me.
Where was she, Pipek?
At a servant's ball.
Incognito?
No, right here in town. She was with some guy.
That's what comes of sending her to school in Paris. Home 2 days, and she sneaks out to I can't say it.
Well, it's easy to say. Servant's ball.
Pipek, sometimes I think you're I'll think about you later. Hello? Yes? Yes, at once, please. Pipek? Her Highness is coming here to see me now. You'll have to leave.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Not through that door. Through the secret panel.
Hurry.
Yes, sir. I'll report waiter, sir.
Just in time. Come in. Ah, your highness.
Morning, Count. Is his majesty awake?
Yes, but you can't see him now. His majesty is breakfasting.
I've been home for 2 days and haven't even seen him. I insist on talking to my brother.
Your highness may have noticed the only entrance to his majesty's apartment is through this office. Anything to be discussed with him must go through me.
I know a lot of other things I'd like to see go through you.
Oh, that... Did you learn that at school in Paris?
No, but believe me, I learned plenty.
Like attending the servant's ball, for example. Hmm? Are you aware that no princess of this realm ever went off the beam like that?
Is that so? How about the Princess Lola, 1740 to 1798? She ran servants' parties right here in the palace.
Your highness must have been misinformed.
No, I haven't. I've been reading her diary. I got it out of the library yesterday.
I told the royal censor to destroy that book.
Well, why didn't he?
He's hoping to sell the movie rights. But, Your Highness, these escapades must stop. After all, we are just about to announce your betrothal to the Prince of Portovito.
What?
The Prince is already on his way to our capital.
Well, he can go right back.
Your Highness isn't even interested in meeting him?
No.
Why? Is it because you're interested in someone else?
Yes.
Oh, indeed. And may I ask to what house he belongs?
To a delicatessen house. And believe it or not, that's no baloney. Anna.
Yes, Your Highness.
Did you telephone the Figaro Beauty Shop?
Oh, yes, I did, Your Highness. And I gave them your order. If a man was to call and ask for Mitzi, they're to say she'll be waiting outside at 3.
Anna, what's that?
Just the palace regiment. Morning assembly.
Well, do they have to make so much noise?
Oh, someone's going to be scolded, I imagine. Probably for being late. It's a sort of ceremony.
Being late?
No, when they get scolded.
Oh,
there he is, Your Highness. You can see through the window. That lieutenant. See him?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, that's Carl.
Carl? Carl who?
Carl, I don't even know his last name. Anna, you wait there. I've got to see von Hainitz. Count von Hainitz, why is that officer being scolded down there?
Down there? Oh, he's a lieutenant. It's part of a lieutenant's duty to be scolded by his captain.
I don't approve. I want the lieutenant made a captain.
But, Your Highness, this is not your regiment.
Then how about giving me a regiment? A lot of my friends at school have their own.
But,
Take Glory of Saxony. She's always waving at boys, so her father gave her the whole signal corps. Is this regiment taken?
Yes. It belongs to the Duchess Druenberg.
Oh, the one who has all those teeth?
Well, yes. The Duchess does look a little bit like a horse.
Mm-hmm. Why not transfer her to the cavalry? Then I can have this regiment.
Yes. Maybe that would work out all right. Very well, Your Highness shall have the regiment.
I don't like the way you said that. Your Excellency, you're up to something.
Not at all, Your Highness.
Then make the lieutenant a captain at once.
Now then, Lieutenant Conradi, can you give me one reason why you were late to assembly?
Yes, Captain. I overslept.
I hope you'll forgive us for getting you up. Why did you oversleep?
I was up late last night, studying.
Studying? Studying what?
You might call it strategy.
Lieutenant, you're a bad example to your men. You deserve to be made a...
And here's a message from the Prime Minister.
Yes, here, I'll take it. As I was saying, Lieutenant, you deserve to be made a... captain.
You mean I'm a captain? Captain?
You will now please address me as Major. Yes, by the very same order. And getting back to our subject, Captain, I want you to know that I will not tolerate any breach of discipline.
Count von Hainitz, they're scolding that young man again. I thought I had him made a captain so he wouldn't be scolded.
Yes, but the captain is now a major. Always, majors always scold captains.
Then make the captain a major, and at once.
And what is more, Captain Conradi, you undermine the spirit of our whole military corps. For being late, you deserve to be...
Here's a message from the Prime Minister.
Oh, again. Captain Conradi, don't think this interruption will save you. As I said before, you deserve to meet a... Major?
You mean I'm a major? Major?
Yes. And since I am now a lieutenant colonel, I order you to confine yourself to... headquarters for 24 hours. Beginning at 2 this afternoon.
At 2? Oh, please, couldn't I start a little later, sir, say 4?
No, but I'll split the difference with you.
3 o'clock stop. But look, that's the reason I'm phoning. She's got to be around there somewhere. She said she'd meet me outside at 3. I know, but you see, I can't get there at 3. Just a minute, please. Come in. Darling! Oh, no, no, not you. Forget it. Goodbye. No, no, Mitzi, not you. You can't go away now. Please, close the door.
So, you're in uniform, Carl. You aren't a delicatessen man at all.
Oh, what's the difference? What does it matter? All I know is that you've come to see me. Darling, don't be angry with me, please.
Why did you do it? Why did you lie about yourself?
Well, I was afraid you'd be afraid. If I told you that I was an officer, you'd think I was at that place last night for no good.
And what were you there for?
For no good. But now we can begin right. No more masquerading, no more lies. Why, I'm beginning to feel like I was born last night.
I noticed you're talking childishly.
But, Mitzi, surely what I did last night isn't unforgivable. Darling, is it?
Do you think a girl likes to dream all night about a delicatessen man and spend the day learning the name of every outstanding sausage so she can talk to him intelligently and then finds out he's in the army?
Mitzi, do you really think of me that much?
Tomorrow I was going to learn the different kinds of cheeses. But so ends the dream of a poor manicurist.
Mitzi.
Go ahead, laugh at me. Tell the whole army.
Oh, I'd like to. I'd like to tell the whole world. Darling, you're marvelous, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're...
I'm sunk.
You, sir. Are you in there? This is Conquine Highness.
The Prime Minister.
Mitzi, you better go into the other room. If he finds you here, I'll lose my rank.
That's what you think.
What?
Darling, if he finds me here, you'll lose your head.
My dear Major, no doubt you're wondering about my presence here.
Well, to tell the truth, Your Excellency,
the fact is, I'm here on a rather delicate mission. Have you ever been presented to Her Highness, the Princess Maria Christian?
No, I haven't had the honor, Your Excellency.
No. Of course. Her Highness is just back from school in Paris, so we'll come to this core and center of the thing. I intend to present you to the Princess.
Excellency?
Within an hour.
An hour? Oh, Your Excellency, wouldn't someday next week...
Why, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it interferes with any of your plans. Lieutenant Colonel?
Lieutenant Colonel?
Now, listen. Between ourselves, the Princess must be made to forget someone for reasons of state. Therefore, I command you to be charming.
Charming?
Charming. I shall expect you at the palace at once. Good afternoon.
Carl, what happened?
Oh, Mitzi, can you beat it? I've just been made a lieutenant colonel.
A lieutenant colonel? Who pinned that on you?
Old von Hainitz.
What for?
Darling, I've had orders to go.
War?
No, boudoir. I'm being presented to the princess.
Yes, but what about me?
Mitzi, orders are orders.
I see. The minute you get a chance to meet a princess, you throw everything else over.
Oh, but darling...
Well, go ahead. And I hope you have a charming time. Just utterly charming.
Look, Mitzi, I don't think they'll keep me long. Why don't you just wait here for me?
Wait here? I should say not. I have a much better idea than that.
What?
Maybe you'll need a little protection. I think I'll just go along with you.
But, Mitzi, you can't keep following me like this. You can't come into the palace.
Why not? I'm in. You know, I sort of like it, too. All those soldiers saluting.
They were saluting me.
Oh, they were?
So you're determined to make trouble. You won't be reasonable.
Certainly I won't.
Won't make trouble?
Won't be reasonable.
Please, for the last time, will you go?
Well, if you insist.
Mitzi, not in here. This is the Prime Minister's waiting room.
That's all right. I'm waiting.
Will you please go?
While you're turning on the charm for the princess?
Oh, I have to do what I'm told.
Oh, you do? Well, suppose I told you to choose between us. Suppose I told you if I go out that door, no more Mitzi. What would you say? Well, say it.
Everything I can think of saying is censorable.
Well, goodbye then, Carl. Have a nice career.
Wait a minute. Somebody's coming. Here, get behind the screen, quick. Whew.
Ah, Lieutenant Colonel, you are here already.
Your Excellency?
Sorry, you'll have to wait a bit. We're having a little difficulty locating the princess.
Well, maybe we ought to put it off till tomorrow?
No. It must be today. You don't know how much depends on this.
I'll find her, all right. I'll find her today if it takes me all week. Now then, you just wait here and...
Achoo!
What was that? Behind that screen. You there. Come out, whoever you are.
Good afternoon, Von Hainitz.
You? Lieutenant Colonel playing hide-and-seek with us, eh?
Your Excellency, I assure you that...
Your Highness, allow me to present Lieutenant Colonel Carl Conradi.
Your Highness?
Where did you find him, Von Hainitz?
Oh, he was disguised as a mere lieutenant.
Oh, rather nice, isn't he? Is there any reason why I can't have him for my personal aid?
If there were any such reason, Your Highness, we'd brush it aside.
Thank you. Conradi, you'd better wait here until I send for you.
At your orders, Your Highness.
Just be patient. I won't be long.
My dear boy, congratulations. You charmed her in exactly 10 seconds flat.
I did?
Yes, and from a standing start. Colonel... Now then, Pipek, you have a report?
And how, Your Excellency, and how?
Well, how?
Well, I started, Your Excellency, by tracing that young fellow who was at the servants' ball with her. It seems he's a delicatessen man named Carl.
You mean that you have arrested him?
No, but I've arrested all delicatessen men named Carl. Up to lunchtime, I had 347. Now, by elimination, I'll get my man.
Pipek, I'm sorry you've gone to so much trouble, but your delicatessen man has already been eliminated. Now you get me saying it. Eliminated by my officer in 10 seconds flat.
Poof! In 10 seconds flat? What a man.
Well, you can see for yourself. He's out there in the waiting room. Uh-huh. Now, if you'll just take a look through this secret peephole.
All right.
Well, Pipek.
Your Excellency. That's him.
Who?
Your officer. He's my delicatessen man.
Anna, did you get everything?
Yes, Your Highness. Some peanuts, Coca-Cola, a little lemon to sharpen it.
Oh, that must be Colonel Conradi now. Let him in, Anna.
Yes, Your Highness.
Colonel Conradi, at your orders, Your Highness.
At your orders, darling. Why don't you come a little closer?
As Your Highness wishes.
My. You're all dressed up, aren't you? A sword and everything. And what's that tin sweater for?
A cuirass, Your Highness. It's for protection.
You will remove it, please?
Yes, Your Highness.
Anna, you will take the Colonel's protector out with you.
Yes, Your Highness. Oh, noisy, isn't it?
Now then, relax. That's your drink right there. Press it.
Oh, I'm not thirsty now.
Then I command you to be thirsty. Bottoms up. There. That's more like it.
Your Highness, I'd like permission to go.
Sit down.
Yes, Your Highness.
Why do you make it so difficult? You're the man. You should do the commanding, not I.
I am a simple officer.
Well, you're an officer, but I wouldn't say simple. Look, why can't we make a fresh start? Why can't we forget about Marie Christine?
I cannot presume to take the liberties with Your Highness.
Oh, you've been reading Emily Post again.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. It cannot be.
You really mean that? You mean this is the end?
Your Highness, please let me go.
Well, it's just too bad about you. All right. If you're going to be such a flat wheel, take this note to Count von Hainitz.
Yes, Your Highness.
Wait. Go ahead and read it first.
Count von Hainitz, you may announce my engagement to the Prince of Pontevedro.
Well?
Your Highness's orders. I shall deliver it at once.
My boy, this is wonderful, wonderful. You not only know how to turn on the charm, but you also know how to turn it off. Congratulations, General.
General? General? From lieutenant to general in 2 days?
That's 3 under par on this course. Pipek, this is a great victory. Get in touch with the prince at once.
Yes, Your Excellency. He is staying incognito at an inn in the forest. It's called the Stunted Hag.
What?
I beg your pardon, my error, the Hunted Stag.
But, Your Highness, I don't understand. Why should you cry like this? Please, please, you mustn't. You,
You'll ruin your makeup.
I don't want to be married. I don't want to be engaged. Von Hainis, you have to cancel it.
But we've already sent a courier to the prince. We can't back out now. We can't insult the whole nation of Pontevedro.
You mean you're going to force me into this?
Force you? Didn't you tell me to notify the prince?
Yes, but I didn't say positively.
Dude, this is ridiculous. The grand ball is just about to begin. The prince will arrive here any minute. I say we've got to go through with this or else.
Or else what?
Your Majesty.
Hey, what's all this racket about? Can I have a little quiet? Gosh, a person can't even read Dick Tracy.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Oh, and you. You're a fine older sister. Haven't even been in to see me once since you got back.
Darling, I tried to, but he wouldn't let me.
Who wouldn't let you?
Him, Von Hainis.
Oh, is that so? Von Hainis, you're discharged.
But, Your Majesty...
You're fired. See the cashier in the morning.
As you wish, Your Highness.
Say, Marie. Hey, you look pretty keen. Hey, why doesn't somebody marry you?
Oh, somebody's going to. The Prince of Pontevedra.
Oh, is that so?
Your Majesty, I have disastrous news.
All right, Peapack, you spill it if you have to.
I went to fetch the Prince of Pontevedro. He said he was sorry he couldn't come now.
Oh, he couldn't, huh? Why not?
He was listening to the Lady Esther Screen Guild show. He don't want to miss the tag.
Well, sis, that sort of puts us in a spot.
Oh, I don't know. I think I could manage to dig up somebody. I mean, if I simply have to get married.
Your Highness, did you send for me?
Yes, Carl, I did.
Say, he's a nice-looking fella, Marie. Hey, why don't you marry him?
Well, I will if he will.
Well, how about it, Guy?
You mean marry her? Her Royal Highness? Sure, why not?
Oh, now you're talking, fella. Oh, gee, thanks for helping us out. You know, you're a prince.
Huh?
Oh, Carl, isn't that wonderful? Now you're a prince. Oh, darling, there's nothing can come between us now.
Nothing, darling. Absolutely nothing. Unless...
Carl, what is it?
Do you mind if I take this iron vest off? I think it might sort of cramp my style.
Thank you, Charles Coburn, Peter Lawford, and Shirley Temple for your delightful performances in tonight's Lady Esther Screen Guild play. We enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. It was our fun. The wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house makes our appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players a double pleasure, for we know the benefits from this program supports their work.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Experiment Perilous. It will star Ruth Hussey, Adolphe Manjou, and George Brent. Be sure to listen. Adorable was produced and directed for Lady Esther by Bill Lawrence, adapted by Harry Cronman, and was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Daryl F. Zanuck's The Razor's Edge. Shirley Temple appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick, producer of Duel in the Sun. Peter Lawford appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture, The Yearling. Charles Coburn is currently starring in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's production, The Green Years. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night.
This episode from the Screened Guild series was originally broadcast in 1947.
Welcome, everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood good Gulf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting the sixth in a new series of programs. Reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows, all the varied entertainment forms of Hollywood. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. With Olivia de Havilland, William Bakewell, Clarence Derwin,